Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage refers to the future fate of the apostles, you know, that of martyrdom, you know, death, you know, for the faith, for Christ, for his church. Of course, St. John was not to be included, you know, among the martyrs, you know, but he certainly suffered a great deal, you know, for the faith, for our Lord. And similarly, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul's in Rome, you know, waiting for his trial. And he too, of course, would die the glorious death of a martyr for Christ. And such would be the case for many martyrs, you know, throughout the ages, many holy men and women who have given up their life for Christ. Today we honor a group of martyrs from Africa, St. Charles Lwanga and companions. You know, these 22 saints, you know, from Uganda, Africa, were martyred on May 26th and June 3rd, 1886, and also on January 27th, 1887. They will be the first group of about 100 Christians, you know, both Catholic and Protestant, mostly Anglican, and these would be murdered under the vicious Ugandan King Mwanga. These would be the first martyrs of Black Africa. Uganda was first evangelized, you know, by the missionaries from France, you know, the White Fathers, in 1879, having arrived there then, but they were soon to be expelled, you know, by King Mwanga in 1882. And interestingly enough, he would change his mind a couple years later, invite them back again, only to later become a fierce persecutor of the Christians. In 1885, you know, King Mwanga had put to death Anglican Christians with their bishop, who he suspected them of espionage, and the head of the pages of the king's court, Joseph Mikasa, a Christian, you know, together with other pages in the king's court, you know, disapproved of the king's cruel and unjust, you know, action against the Christians. And so these servants of the king had suffered a death as well, the king killing Joseph Mikasa himself. You know, Charles Lwanga, he will also serve in the king's court, and took the place of Joseph Mikasa, something of the head of the pages in the king's court. And he continued to do what Joseph Mikasa did, and that was to protect the pages, especially the Christians among them, you know, to build up their faith and to protect them from the king's immoral behavior, and his particularly his sexual advances on the youth, you know, homosexual and of pedophilic nature. And so the Christian youth with Charles Lwanga all you know, decidedly rejected the king's sinful and horrible advances, which only infuriated the king, of course, and this led to the king giving them all a choice to make. Either they deny their Christian faith or they die. Interestingly and thankfully, all of them chose to die rather than forsake Christ. So they were all put to death on June 3rd, 1886, at least this group. They had to march over 30 miles or so to the site of their execution. Well, during that death march, they passed by the residence of the priest who had baptized them and catechized them, and no doubt it was a very dramatic encounter. You know, the priest seeing his own spiritual children, you know, those he catechized, you know, being led off to their martyrdom. You know, with a certain sense, perhaps of sadness, but also of great pride and and joy for them, for their for the prize that they would obtain, the palm of martyrdom. The youngest of the group, Kisito, he was 13 years old. He was certainly overjoyed. He laughed and sang merrily along the way. And as they arrived at the site of execution, some of them were killed there by the sword, but most of them were burned at the pyre. In fact, St. Charles Lwanga insisted that he prepare his own pyre, you know, stacking up the wood rather neatly, you know, for his own death. It's a slow and painful one, you know, for those who were burned at the pyre, at the stake. And St. Charles was heard to repeat as he was dying, you know, "O God, O God." In 1964, during the third session of the Second Vatican Council, Pope Blessed Paul VI had canonized these 22 martyrs from Uganda. Once again, the words of Tertullian came true. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of new Christians, because at the time of their martyrdom in the late 19th century, there were relatively few Christians in Africa, and particularly in Uganda. But shortly thereafter, you know, very shortly thereafter, you know, there were there was a vast increase in Christians, you know, thousands upon thousands, leading up to what we have today in Africa, which is, you know, the wonderful fruit, you know, of this harvest of millions and millions of Africans. And if I'm not mistaken, they're approaching, you know, close to 40%, you know, in Africa who are Christian, which is quite amazing. And this is something of a trend, as it were, that will only continue. And we hope that all of Africa, you know, become Christian, and we'll be seeing more and more African missionaries, you know, throughout the world. We already see them in Europe and some parts of the States here. But we can expect to see many more of missionaries from Africa, you know, evangelizing the world. They who were evangelized, you know, rather late, as it were, you know, from European missionaries, you know, and Europe will be the ones who will probably need this most. You know, these missionaries sent back to them, that the faith might not extinguish entirely there, you know, but have a happy new evangelization. For our part, you know, we are to be encouraged and inspired by the example of the martyrs, such as the St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, and to also be faithful as they were. You know, we may not die the bloody martyrdom as they did, although that would be a great grace, a supreme grace, but we certainly will have to experience, you know, the white martyrdom of all those who are faithful to Christ, being faithful to him in our daily lives, you know, our daily duties, and in the sufferings that come our way, which will certainly come in some form or another, which we should embrace, you know, happily and joyfully. And we pray that Our Lady will help us, she who is the Queen of Martyrs. We honor her today on this first Saturday of the month. We ask her to grant us the grace to be faithful to her, and to also be steadfast in our rejection of all sin, like the youth, these young martyrs did. You know, the unnatural vice of, you know, homosexuality, you know, and all sins of impurity. You know, that our hearts might be pure, like the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus rubi.